Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? Salute for listening, calling up. You already know what the fuck this is, man. This is PSA Radio. I am Timbo, joined with my brother Dre. Three Letterman, what's good, man?
What's popping, man? PSA Radio. It's your boy Three Letterman. What's good, Timbo?
Ain't shit, man. We got a special show for everybody out there, man. We got Cassidy is about to call up here. And just
the hustler.
You already know the hustler right here, man. You got some submitted questions. You guys want answered and things like that. And you already know what the fuck it
Word.
Is, man. We're gonna give you that shit.
Word.
I think before we get Cass on, though, you know, we had some things to talk about. We had some stuff drop. Maybe we should get into that really quick. We have JC and Danny Myers on Guerrilla Warfare. What'd you think?
Shout out Gracie, shout out Big Cannon, everybody in Chicago and the Midwest, first off, you know what I mean? This is a good battle. I only watched it one time, Timbo, so I can't really say I got the great feel from it. But from the first watch, bro, I gave the first round to JC.
Yo, yo, yo.
My bad.
We got the guest calling up right now. Cassidy is on the line. Cassidy, what's good? PSA Radio Cass.
What's up with you?
The hustler. What's good, guys?
Everything, man. What is it looking like up there?
It is what it is, man. Let's start from the jump, Cass. Let's not beat around the bush. When you got that call about the chicken, my nigga, what was your first initial reaction? I mean, was it the chicken or was it the person you battled, or did it matter as long as niggas had that chicken, my G?
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was. I mean, I was getting battles for years, man. You know what I'm saying? Niggas always wanted to see me step back in the ring, but they wasn't making it worth my while. I ain't feel like it was worth, you know what I'm saying, me stepping back in the ring for what they was offering. But, you know, when Lush and Alki got in contact with me, they were saying they had a nice amount of chicken. I mean, it ain't nothing crazy. It ain't like $1 billion or something, but I felt as though it was worth me, you know what I'm saying, dedicating a little bit of time to focusing on the battle and stepping back in the ring. And on top of that, I felt as though the time was right. You know, it's been a long time since people seen me in that zone. I mean, there's a lot of young cats in the battle game that never seen me in that zone. I mean, they might pull up the freeway battle, but other than that, they don't even know that I'm cut from that cloth. Giving a lot of these dudes that's following in my footsteps credit for the path that I laid down. So I feel as though it's about that time for me to get back in the ring and start cooking niggas.
Now, Cass, you mentioned the freeway battle, of course. Now, you have some other famous battles out there that nobody's really seen. Can you touch on who else in this industry that you have battled besides freeway?
I mean, that's neither here nor there, man. I let them niggas tell you, I cooked everybody that I stepped in the ring, that I battled. So, you know, if I start bringing niggas' names up that I cooked from years ago, it ain't going to make no sense. Like, at the end of the day, I've been in thousands of battles. I mean, Swiss, DNY, the CEOs of Rough Riders, they used to put me in the ring, have me battling 4, 5, 6 times a day, you know what I'm saying? And even before I got down with the Rough Riders and with Swiss, I was in the hood of Broad Island in Philly on a radio show in Philly called The Cypher, battling every day. Locked the radio show down for years. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like a little thing where you got to call up and you call up the battle. And it's like I became the champion after the first night. And then it's like 6, 5, 6, 7 callers call up the next day and try to take your crown, so they all coming at you, but you don't know who they going to be, and you got to go at the end and battle them. And I was doing that like every day or every weekday. So, you know, I knew what that was like, you know what I'm saying? So when I got with the Rough Riders and with Swiss and them, I was telling them that that's what I do. So they wanted me to prove it. So they start taking me around city to city, state to state, just battling all day, every day. So that's mainly what I was writing for, mainly what I was focused on until I got in the business and started making songs. So I stepped out of that, you know what I'm saying, and started focusing on other things. But there's nothing for me to do, you know what I'm saying?
And Cassidy, basically, my brother, you basically got your deal on battling, right?
Oh, not to cut you off, but his niggas like, see, that clown Goods, like, he wanted to put out this little corny-ass song and try to diss me and all that because he used to be, like, a little nigga that used to call my phone all the time, try to chill with me. And one day we was around each other, and he told me that we battled before. And I was like, what? Like, come on now, nigga, I ain't battle you. He like, yes, we did. We was at the Jada Kiss video. Put your hands up. Put your hands down. And, you know, and we start battling and all that. But I didn't even remember because if you crushing niggas the same way every day, why would you just remember everybody facing who they is and all that? Like, I ain't even know I even met the nigga before. I never knew I met the nigga before or whatever. So when he was telling me that we battled or whatever, I ain't even remember. So it was incidents like that, but a lot more bigger names of niggas that got on, got deals, and did things that, you know what I'm saying, that we battled before and I bit their head off, but I don't even really remember, or even if I do, I don't even want to bring it up because it was so long ago. All niggas need to focus on is how I'm about to kill this nigga that I'm about to go against December 6th. Y'all going to have some nice, fresh, and new to remember.
Now, Cass, it's been said that you have a two-battle deal with Film On, you know, like you said, Lush One and Alki David. After that is fulfilled, if you still have that urge, is there any chance that you will stay in it, maybe platform to platform?
I don't really
want to
discuss
people...
the contract. Hold on. I don't want to really get into details about the contract, but I'm not signed to them for two battles. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like a clause in the contract. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me to be able to come back and do my thing for even more money.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? There's a possibility. And they good dudes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Lush One and all the dudes that's putting it together, like, they good dudes. They never gave me no problems or gave me no reason not to want to deal with them again if I wanted to do it again. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's just an introduction, man. You know what I'm saying? It's been a minute. But at the end of the day, I ain't picked disaster. When Lush came to me and said he wanted me to battle, I start talking chicken. He said he could bring the chicken to the table. So I said, all right, let's make it happen. He said, yo, well, who do you want to battle? Well, I'm going to let you, you know what I'm saying, come to the decision with me. I'm going to bring the name to you and we decide if that makes sense or whatever. I told him like this. I said, look, man, I don't give a fuck who you bring to the table. If the chicken right, anybody could get it. You know, Alki David, he got all these they made me the hologram at the damn press conference. So, you know, he got these hologram things he could do. I said, nigga, if y'all want to bring the hologram of Pac or one of them niggas to battle me, let's get it. No disrespect to the Pac fans out there. I'm just saying, it don't matter who it is. Anybody going to get the same treatment, man. So a couple weeks after that, then he came to me like, yo, I got disaster. I'm like, disaster? He's like, yeah, but you got a problem with that? I'm like I told you before, it don't matter. So all these niggas that's saying, Lil, why would Cass come back and battle disaster? That's not even a good match. He should have battled this person or that person. If this person or that person would have brought their chicken to the table or would have called my phone the same way Lush did or another person would have called my phone with that chicken and picked y'all, then it would have been going down with y'all. But they ain't come to the table with the chicken, so that's why it's not going down with them. I'm not battling just for the people enjoyment. I mean, they definitely going to enjoy it. It's definitely going to be entertainment. But at the end of the day, this is a business, so I'm battling for not just to prove the niggas that I still got it and I'm still the best. That's part of it. But the other side is that it got to make sense on the business side. So that's why disaster is in the ring and not one of these other little niggas that they be bringing up.
Okay. Yeah. That's what it is. Cass, what do you say to the people that say that we haven't seen you play ball in a long time and that disaster might be the favorite going into the battle, being that you're actually the underdog? What do you say to the people that say that you might be underdog even though you've been here for a long time, being that the climate of battle rap has changed, Monica?
I don't feel as though it's changed. I mean, I first of all, I want to say I'm happy I'm the underdog because every time I battled before, I wasn't the underdog. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's another reason why it took me all these years to start battling again. Because it's like when everybody expects you to win and you do win, it's like, what is you getting out of it? It's like everybody expected you to win anyway. So you're not really getting nothing out of it. I wanted to be a lot of people out there that feel as though I'm going to lose. I mean, all the old school hip-hop niggas, the niggas that was in the game back in the day, they already know I'm going to destroy this dude. But, like, all the new cats that don't really know, that's doubting me, I'm happy that they there and they exist. So when I destroy this nigga like how I'm going to do, you know what I'm saying, it'll shock the world. Like, it is, well, not the world, but it'll shock a lot of people. It'll make a lot of non-believers believers. So that's why, you know what I'm saying, I'm happy that it's people that feel as though I'm not going to win, because it make it more, it make me get more motivated to want to even do better than if everybody just felt as though I was going to win. But as far as the climate of the game changing, I don't really feel as though it changed. I'm saying, just the only difference is, back in the day it was on site. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, majority of the battles was on site. I don't know your name, or if I know your name, it's like I just now seen you. I didn't even know we was going to be battling 30 minutes ago. Now we, that's the difference. It's like nowadays niggas got months to prepare. And nowadays these sites, these YouTube, all these social media sites is real big. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of niggas got the opportunity to do research on niggas' life, ask anybody that they know, that nigga that got any information on the nigga for information. So that's the difference. Now niggas got time to study and do research with these battles. That's the only difference. But I feel as though the climate ain't really that different. It's certain little things that niggas do nowadays that they wasn't really doing back then. Like, you know, you might hear a nigga that's, or you might hear a nigga that's name flipping heavy, or you might, you know what I'm saying? But that shit ain't about nothing. Like, you got to be an idiot not to be able to adjust to that. And some of them things were shit that I've been doing, but it's like things that's not going to have the same effect when you're doing records or when you're doing songs. That's the reason why, like, 99.9% of these battle rap niggas can't make a song to save their damn life. They might sound hot as shit when they battling with no beat, but as soon as they try to do a song, they sound horrible because them same tactics that you use in battle rap is not going to be effective on the record. So I was more concerned on focusing on, even though I was still being competitive and had that battle nature, like you could hear it in my voice when I jump on the track, the techniques and stuff that I was using was different. But now that I'm back in battle rap, there's nothing for me to attack them old schemes and them old techniques that I used to have, attack these new techniques that I just came up with, and create some even new techniques and new schemes and new tactics that niggas never used to give these niggas another path to walk down for years to come.
Cass, I got a question for you. I'm not going to name any names, but a lot of people are saying, like, yo, Cass is the last hope for Philly, man. A lot of Philly artists have tried to come back and have gotten killed, bro. A lot of people, I don't know, is there any part of you that's, like, trying to put down, put on for where you come, put on for Philly? A lot of people, man, are riding with, like, yo, Cass, this is, Cass is the last
You know,
shot.
Philly, that's my birthplace, you know what I'm saying? That's my city. So the whole time I've been on or in the game, I've been repping Philly, you know what I'm saying? Even though I done got chicken, I don't even live in Philly no more, but that's still my city. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well,
that's still my city. That's where I'm from. You can hear it in my voice and my accent and my slang. That's just me. So, of course, I'm going to definitely rep my city when I get on that stage. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. But I don't feel as though I'm the last hope. I mean, it was a couple letdowns, but, you know, shit happens. You know what I'm saying? Some of them niggas just ain't come through, like, you know what I'm saying? That's just how it goes sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Just like I don't feel like Philly is saturated with battle rappers like New York. Because if we wanted to weigh that out, or even nowadays there's a lot of battle rappers from other places like St. Louis, or, you know what I'm saying, LA. So them dudes lose all the time. Like, them dudes, there's dudes in New York that lose every day. But because there's so many niggas from New York, it don't look like New York falling off. But it's like a couple niggas from Philly, so when they lose, it look like the whole city losing. You know what I'm saying? But I'm definitely going to show up for my city, for hip-hop, for all the niggas that been supporting me through the years, all the niggas that love this real talk that I've been bringing to the table since day one. I'm going to rep for all of that, so Philly definitely ain't gone. We're going to be right back and cracking at the December 6th.
Oof. Word. And Cass, let me ask you another question here, man. What do you say to the people, some of your peers, not comparing you, my G, but niggas like Cannabis or Joe Budden, you know, like niggas didn't really come in and do what niggas thought they were supposed to do and shit, you know what I'm saying? So it's like some of the battle rap community is like, okay, you industry niggas come in here to battle, but nobody really come in and promising this shit. Now, there's one dude that I think everybody wanted to see come back to this battle rap shit. Obviously, it's you and Eminem. Those are the only two cats that come to my mind when I'm like, all right, as a battle rap fan, these are the two brothers I want to see battle. Do you feel the pressure also being that you're in the industry and that, you know, a couple cats might not have grabbed the baton and did what they're supposed to do with it, being that they, you know what I'm saying, they're doing this?
Nah, I don't feel no pressure. I feel, to tell you the truth, I feel that more. I feel more at ease right now taking this battle than any battle I ever been in because
wow,
it's all about preparation. You know what I'm saying? I got time. Like, and I write shit so crazy fast that if I got months to prepare for a nigga and I got months to get in that zone, not just far as preparing on what I'm going to say or writing. I got time to prepare the freestyle every day, get my free up. I got time to prepare in my body language, my tone of voice, my attitude. I got time to get in that battle mode. So when I step on the stage, I'm going to be so conditioned that I know there's nobody that could fuck with me, especially that nigga that they got me battling. Not to take nothing from them because I don't underestimate nobody. Like the littlest nigga could be the biggest nigga in the world one day, and the biggest nigga in the world could be a letdown. I'm not underestimating nobody. I'm just saying I don't think there's nobody that could fuck with me when I'm in this condition. So I don't really give a fuck. I'm not worried. And Cannabis, that was my nigga. I remember at one point when he was, I remember I was in Philly, he had this mixtape. One side was all DMX, the other side was all Cannabis. I used to play that shit all day, every day.
That was 97, my nigga. That was 1997, my nigga. I know exactly what you're talking about. He was talking that shit.
And it's like, damn, what? I'm like, damn, this nigga is talking that shit. And that was my nigga. I even remember years later when I got on and started doing my thing. He was in the Army or the Navy or something. The nigga called me from overseas, you know what I'm saying, showing me love and saying he respect what I do. And I was getting a chance to bust it up with him and all that. So he a good nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? And he definitely talked that shit when he used to talk that shit, but not just as far as battle rap, but just as far as music, period. I ain't had Cannabis, like, creating no wave in a long time. You know what I'm saying? So his hunger, plus I heard a lot of shit came up in his personal life where he couldn't prepare for the shit the right type of way. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But even Cannabis, like you said, that was 9-7, right? You know what I'm saying? And he was doing it even years before that. I'm like a wave after that. I wasn't out when Cannabis was out. Like, I came after that and changed the game with the way I was doing bars. That was after that little run he had. And you know what I'm saying? Joe Buttons, I feel like, you know what I'm saying? Even though niggas be talking like he ain't do his thing, like, I just watched it again because niggas used to ask me about the battle. So I'm like, I mean, I was actually there, but I wasn't really paying attention to the shit like how I was supposed to. So I'm like, yo, let me watch this shit again and, you know what I mean, check it out. And I looked at it. Joe Buttons was saying shit, you know what I'm saying? Niggas was fucking with him. I feel as though, like, towards the end, when he dropped the mic, he started getting frustrated. He started weighing. They started switching mics. They was a little too friendly. And his attitude, his aggression, he ain't felt like he was all the way in it. And I think that's probably why they follow. But I don't feel like he was a total letdown, you know what I'm saying? He tried to do what he could do. No disrespect to them, but you can't compare me to them niggas. Like, I always been a different type of animal than Cannabis and Joe Buttons. Even though them niggas got a bunch of fans, a lot of niggas think they can rap. They do be saying shit, but they not me. And y'all gonna see that when I step on the stage, I'm a whole nother type of animal. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but like I said earlier, I'm happy niggas feel as though. Matter of fact, I want y'all to think I'm worse than them. You know what I'm saying? Underestimate me, man. Think I'm going to come out just like them niggas or even worse. Think what you want to think, but that's not going to change what's going to happen when we get on that stage. A nigga's going to get cooked regardless of how niggas feel. You know what I'm saying? Whether everybody feels as though it's going to be the... Whether everybody feel as though I'm going to be the best or everybody feel as though I'm going to choke up or I'm going to let niggas down like them niggas, that's not going to change what's going to happen. What's going to happen is what's going to happen. And it's going to be what it's going to be, and nobody can stop it. There's nothing niggas can do. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. December 6th, it ain't that far away. Y'all going to be able to see for yourself. And the only thing is, with this shit, a lot of niggas, like, you hear how I'm choking now, niggas say I'm cocky. I always been like that. I was 15, 14, running around in the hood talking like this, and nobody could change it. Nobody could stop me from talking like this because I'm not just talking. I back it up with bars. I've been doing this shit forever. There's nobody that could fuck with me, so that's why I'm talking like this. Because it's been over a decade, and niggas couldn't prove me wrong, and I kept talking this shit the whole time. So it's like I'm going to keep talking it. Some niggas feel like, yo, he too cocky. I want to see him lose. I can't wait to disaster kill him. It is niggas like that in the world. Then some niggas like, yo, he got the right to be cocky. Some niggas like, yo, he got the right to be cocky because he talked that shit. He changed the game. That's Cass. Everybody know. So regardless of how you feel, though, I be even talking to my peoples, everybody, I give them this analogy. It's just like when you see Floyd 24/7. Sometimes niggas feel he's too cocky, or he brag too much, or he show his money off too much, or talk about how he better than everybody or whatever. But he can do that because nobody never beat him. He is getting the most chicken. He do got everybody in his weight class dying to fight him, whether they feel they could beat him or not. Everybody dying to fight him because they know that's going to be the biggest fight that they ever had, win or lose. They could go in there and get knocked out. They still know it's going to be their biggest payday. They still going to have more niggas that knew him before they got knocked out. So they can't wait to fight him, even though they know they more than likely going to lose. And it's the same thing with me. Everybody want that opportunity to get in the ring with me because they know it's going to be the biggest moment of their life, even though they know they not fucking with me. They just want that opportunity. So that's why I talk cocky like that. And nobody never beat me. I'm just like Floyd. So when you compare it to boxing, just like this battle rap shit, I'm the highest paid battle rapper to do this shit ever. And I'm undefeated just like Floyd. You know what I'm saying? So niggas ain't fucking with me. So it's the same shit. All these niggas want to claim this Floyd Mayweather a battle rap, but this shit ain't adding up. I'm the only one that could really say that. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I'm saying it. That's why I'm talking cocky like this, and that's why I'm going to show up December 6th and catch your body.
Let me ask you a question about one of your peers that came up with us. Y'all came up on the same time, maybe. I think Murder Mook can say that, though. He's in the Floyd Mayweather. He's 12-0 in his last round, though. Would you agree with that?
Murder Mook, that's my man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like a little hype that we were supposed to battle back in the day. But I ran down on Mook one time, like before we got cool. I ran down on him in the airport, and he told me the reason why he came up with this whole little thing about wanting to battle me. Or, you know what I'm saying? I never heard about it until I started seeing it on the DVD. So I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. He talking about he offered me this money and this and that. I never even heard of the nigga till I started seeing it on the DVDs. So I ran down on the nigga and he told me. And I just seen the little blog he did the other day where he said it again. He said, I was the best. I was the nigga that was doing everybody dirty. Everybody was scared of me. So the reason why he wanted to battle me is because I was the best. And in order to be the best, you got to beat the best. So that's why he wanted the opportunity to be able to battle me back then. Because he wanted to go at it with a nigga that was the best. Like, you know what I'm saying? So there's other undefeated fighters, there's other niggas that get props, you know what I'm saying? There's niggas like Andre Ward, another undefeated nigga that's, you know what I'm saying, one of the top pound for pound. So you could put Mook as one of them, but as far as the Floyd title go, I got it. It all add up. You know what I'm saying? If you do any comparison, it all add up.
Cass, let me ask you a question. What do you say to the people that say, okay, my nigga, we know you're from that circuit, but gotta be fair, Cass, I know, we know you got bars. Like, if you're a hip-hop nigga like myself, you know Cass got rhymes. What do you say to people that say, all right, my nigga, we know you got battles off camera, but we only got a little bit to watch. And these other niggas that right now, we have so much to work with, that's why niggas might be like, I don't know if Cass still got it. You know what I mean, my G?
It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? That's the reason why I'm getting back in the ring. The time that I was on it and the conditions that I was on it in, everything couldn't be caught on camera. Everything wasn't brought to the public. I was doing this shit before YouTube. That's where I go to see all the battles at, even these battle sites or YouTube. Before all these battle sites, before YouTube, I was cooking niggas. So it's like, all right, we ain't had the opportunity to bring it to the table and see it. But at the end of the day, is like legends. Like, I'm talking about niggas like, you get around niggas like Busta Rhymes. You know what I'm saying? You get around niggas like Swiss Beatz. You get around niggas like Jadakiss. You get around, like, I'm talking about niggas that paved the way, and they can let you know all different incidents that they done witnessed me time and time again cooking niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's edged in stone, like, not just rap niggas, but a million street niggas from damn near every city in the country can tell you, like, I seen him cooking niggas, like, that's what I do. So regardless if niggas is able to see it or not, it is what it is. Y'all going to be able to see this next one, and that's why I'm coming back in the ring. That's why I'm doing it, so niggas can see, so they can know it ain't just a bunch of hype and a bunch of talk. I don't even really like to talk about that shit. Niggas got me back in this bag. So it's like, y'all want to see it, y'all going to get a chance to see it. Y'all definitely going to get a chance to see it, you know what I'm saying? And y'all going to have another one to watch. But at the same time, I'm not 18 no more just running around battling for respect, because I already got that. Regardless if niggas hear me, see me on 106 every day or whatever, I'm still a household name. You could bring up Cassidy around niggas' grandmoms and they'll know who I am. I'm a household name, not just in the United States, but around the world. So I ain't doing this just for respect or to get my name up. Like, at the end of the day, I got business to take care of. So if niggas want to get me back in the ring after this, it's going to be the same thing. That chicken. Like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all bring the chicken to the table, I'm going to bite another nigga head off. It's the same shit.
But Cass, it gotta be for respect, just a little bit, just the hip hop nigga in you. It gotta be for respect, like a percentage wise.
Nah. This is what I'm saying. It's bull. Right. I just said, like, it's to prove to these younger niggas, it's to refresh the older niggas' memory that already know. It's to prove to the younger niggas that don't know. That's part of it. But at the end of the day, that's not enough to get me to do it. Like, if it was just that, then they just wouldn't find out. Because I'm not just doing it for that. It got to be something involved on the business side to make it worth my while. You know what I'm saying? The only way that I could see myself ever, you know what I'm saying, even thinking, even like, even taking it in the thought about battling a nigga without it being no chicken involved is never. But it'd have to be like back in the day, like a couple, like a year or two ago, I was saying, like, if it was a nigga that was like with crazy fans and then stole millions of records or got a crazy fan base and they want to do it, you know what I'm saying? We can go at it, you know what I'm saying? We could go at it and I would take less money. I'm going to still need some money, just like I need money just to go to a club and drink. I need money because it's me, but at the end of the day, I wouldn't be demanding as much money if it was worth my while, because I know once I crush a nigga that's on or doing this thing, not only is I'm going to get my fans back going crazy, I'm going to also take a lot of they fans, and it's going to be a big thing. So I might consider it, but to get in the ring with just a nigga that battle, like what I'm doing right now, this nigga, y'all can't, yo, I don't give a fuck who you is. You can't name not one bar this nigga ever said in a song. You can't name not one song this nigga ever did. There's nobody in the world that know no lyrics to a song this nigga did. Only thing they known for is battling. So if you only just a battle nigga, then I'm going to need that chicken, because I'm not just a battle nigga. So it's like, it got to make sense. And that's why I just was turning down them deals. Told the slaughter to come to me. shady come to me. They want me to step in the ring. If you ain't got the chicken, I'm turning it down. So niggas was blogging about Cass turned down 40. Oh, Cass turned down 100. That's stupid. He's scared. He's scared to get back in the ring. That's what niggas was running with. And then a little bit after that, they heard what I did this battle for. Now niggas is mad. He don't deserve it. He don't de- like, niggas always got something to say. Fuck what niggas is talking about. All niggas is going to see is a nigga get cooked. And it's for that chicken I was asking for, and I got it. You know what I'm saying?
Quick
don't
question.
Get mad if a nigga sell a brick of coke for 45 and you sell yours for 32. You know what I'm saying? Don't get mad. You're like, damn, I sold mine for 28. This nigga sold it for 45. He ain't deserve it. Nah, you just was hustling wrong. You know what I'm saying? You could have. You don't get mad at me because y'all niggas can't get what I get. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas ain't got the clientele I got, so y'all can't get what I got. But don't be mad at me. I'm me. Like, it is what it is.
Cass, where do you see battle rap? What's gonna, in your opinion, what's gonna happen with battle rap after this battle? Not the rest of the talk, but
we're on a whole nother plateau.
Whole nother
plateau.
All
the sports niggas, all the actresses, all the artists, all the mainstream people that's calling me, telling me that they gonna be there. You know what I'm saying? All the big people that's gonna be there at the event. All the big people that's gonna be tuned in. And even after the night, all the people that's going to be talking about it and watching it and commenting on it after that, it's going to change battle rap for good. You know what I'm saying? And it's only going to make it elevate. And you know what I'm saying? I see it being even bigger. And that was another reason that, you know, I talk my cocky shit saying it's for the chicken and it's for the respect and all that. That's part of it. But really, really, let me get serious, though. Like, really, I respect these battle rap niggas, whether I think you the hottest or whether I think you the weakest. I still respect them niggas because they being competitive. They wanna beat the nigga in front of them. They right to be competitive. They right to be the best. They trying to battle. They trying to go at each other. And not even on no shooting shit. Like, the most you might have seen a couple niggas get punched or a couple fights break out, but for the most part, is mostly revolved around just lyrics, you know what I'm saying, just bars. These niggas is being competitive, and that's what hip-hop started on, a nigga being the best, a nigga being better than the next man, a nigga trying to be the greatest at what he do, and I feel as though these industry niggas lost that, you know what I'm saying? Their main focus is just how to get a dollar. So if they feel as though, oh, this nigga doing this style, I'm going to do that style just to get a dollar. They don't give a fuck about respect. They don't give a fuck about originality. They don't give a fuck about nothing. All they care about is getting a dollar. But these battle rap niggas, they really trying to be competitive. So I respect what they doing, and I respect the battle rap culture. And that's why I was one of the niggas that paved the way for these niggas to be able to do what they doing now. But now I'm in a predicament to take what they're doing now to an even higher level, and that's what I'm ready to do right now, not only for myself, but to create an opportunity for these battle rappers to be able to get a bigger outlet, to get more niggas interested in battle rap, to be able to get more money out of what they do, you know what I'm saying, to be able to demand more. And it just take certain motherfuckers to make it happen, just like when niggas was first getting record deals, In the 80s, compared to the record deals niggas was getting in 96 and 97, it's a complete difference. You know what I'm saying? Niggas was signing for a little bit of chicken back in the 80s, but then in the 90s and shit, you heard niggas signing label deals and shit like that for 30, 40 million. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a whole nother different type of money that niggas was able to get. But it was like, it took time. It took niggas to be able to prove that they deserved that type of money and they could bring that type of money back. But now that game is declining. Like, regardless if people know it or not, radio ratings, video show ratings, record sales, all that shit is declining because niggas ain't rocking with this music that niggas is putting out. But this battle rap shit is growing today. This battle rap shit is on the come up. So when a nigga like me jump back in the ring, I'm going to get millions of other people that have never even looked at a battle or be interested in that, interested now, which is going to open up new doors, new budgets, get more people interested and create greater opportunities for battle rappers. Just myself, but everybody that's involved in the culture.
Okay.
That's real shit.
Now, Cass, is there anybody that you actually, you know, watch and battle at? Because we saw you on stage when Rex and Crips went down. Your facial expressions, my G.
Your face.
Oh, priceless and shit. You know what I mean? Anybody you fuck with in the culture? Yeah, you was lit, my G. You was turned up and shit.
Classic,
you know what I'm saying?
Classic clips, man. Classic clips. Damn. That shit.
Man. Yeah, it's a different feeling when you're on that stage. You're hearing it firsthand. And another thing is,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know Rex, you know what I'm saying? I was talking to him outside that battle. I was asking him, was he ready? I'm like, yo, you know, Clips be talking that shit. You ready, man? You ready cooking, nigga? He's like, say big thing. This shit ain't about nothing, nigga. I'm ready. And I'm thinking he was going to do something different. But when I'm on the stage, he ain't show up that night, you know what I'm saying? And I asked Clips the same thing about it. Clips showed me the same shit. But he said it a little bit more confident. You know what I'm saying? He said it like he really was ready. So when I was on the stage and I was hearing how this was talking, you know what I'm saying? It was definitely entertaining. You know what I'm saying? I like to see niggas trying to talk that shit in and bring a bar to the table. It was entertaining. So I definitely was enjoying it. But I like a lot of battle rappers for different reasons. Sometimes I might like a couple of bars they say, but then they might without saying shit. Or sometimes you might have one battle and I'll be like, yo, the nigga killed this battle. But then you watch another one and they don't come to the table with the same type of energy. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm not really a fan of none of these niggas because they doing the same thing that I'm about to do. So it's not like I'm a fan or like, you know what I'm saying? But it is certain niggas that I do see talking that shit and I see it doing it more consistent. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like Charlie Clips, like, you know what I'm saying? He's more consistent with that shit he do. I fuck with Murder Mook. I fuck with Murder Mook. I fuck with Tay Rock. I fuck with, you know what I mean? I fuck with,
Tay Rock or Beast?
Say that again?
I'm saying Tay Rock is a beast, my nigga. He's a beast right now.
Yeah, I fuck with Tay Rock, man. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with Clips. I fuck with Mook. It's some, It's this little nigga I just seen, too. Damn, I can't think of his name. He was on, I only seen one of his battles, nigga, like 15. He just was on the 106 and Park battle shit. They be having the Freestyle Friday shit. Well, not Freestyle Friday. But the shit that they do online now where they be having niggas battling with Matt.
The USF.
Yeah.
Yeah, the USF
shit.
Oh,
USF
shit
with Bob and Smack and shit. Okay.
Yeah. It was a little nigga. He was like 15. He was talking some shit. Like, I liked his aggression, his attitude, his confidence. I only seen one Johnny did, though, so I don't know, like, you know what I mean? But he was talking some shit.
What's his name? What's his name? What's his name?
Magic.
Okay.
I can't even remember. I know he was battling with some nigga that looked like a college student with the sweater, with the cotton sweater wrapped around
Chess.
His neck.
Chess. You're talking about Chess, who just battled.
Yeah, Chess.
Yesterday.
Chess, I think that was his name. Yeah, I think he was doing all these chess bars. So, he was talking some shit. I mean, there's a lot of them niggas that I fuck with, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of them niggas I fuck with. Like, I fuck with, like, when Serious cooked gin, like, you know what I'm saying? I was fucking with Serious heavy.
Throwback.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it just depends on, like, different battles niggas do that I might fuck with, but I don't all around fuck with everybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's certain shit I can feel as though all of them niggas can improve in.
Mm-hmm. Well, here, Cass, as a battle rap fan, I'm just telling you, the nigga that we study this shit, hard body, karate, my nigga. Here's, I'm just giving you some names that I would like to see you battle. This is a fan. I know the chicken got to be there. I get it, my G. I would like to see you in a seeded battle. I would like to see you in Arsenal battle. And I know you said you and Goods never battled, but I would like to see that. Just those two names.
No, we did, but
I
just didn't remember.
Okay.
No, we did battle. We did battle, but I just don't remember. You know what I'm saying? I just don't remember.
Right.
Like, it's not like when I met him, I didn't even know I met him before. He had to refresh my memory or tell me about the shit. I do remember rapping at the kids' video shoot, but I don't remember who it was. It was the same shit, like me cooking niggas. So it's like shit I don't remember. But, you know, them niggas like Arsenal and Conceited and them niggas is just like what I told you Mook was trying to do when he said he was trying to battle me. Them niggas wanted to battle the best. You can listen to how them niggas rap and tell they fuck with me, man. You know what I'm saying? When I see them niggas in person, them niggas going to tell me the same thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Them niggas is going to tell me they fuck with me. They listen to my shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? They going to tell you that they fuck with me heavy. Like, I'm the best at this shit. You can tell by how them niggas rap. Because there's no really, if you think about it and you're using your right mind, there's nowhere else they could have got a lot of the tactics that they use from. Like, they only could have got it from me. There was nobody else doing it. So, them niggas look up to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, just like all the rest of these battle niggas. So, I'm going to just get back in there and show y'all the reason why they look up to me, huh? You know what I'm saying? Like, and at the end of the day, there's a million niggas that niggas could bring up that they want to see me battle. It don't even matter. Yeah. All of them niggas definitely want to battle me. It's going to be the biggest time of their life if they battle me. So, only thing we got to do is just make it make sense. You know what I'm saying? If the chicken is there,
right,
they might get the opportunity. But the last thing you're going to see me doing, that's another reason why I wanted it to be for a crazy amount of chicken than what niggas get, is because I'm not a battle nigga. I don't want niggas to put me back in no battle category. That's what a lot of niggas do. Like, for a minute, Mook was trying to do music, and Mook was on some industry shit. You know what I'm saying? Then one day he told me, like, yo, I accepted to get back in the ring. He was about to battle Iron Solomon. He said he going to get back in the ring. He going to do that again. I'm like, all right. You know what I'm saying? And once he got back in the ring with Iron Solomon, now he just a battle nigga again. You know what I'm saying? Niggas forgot all about his music shit and everything. He just right back in that. Nah, I'm not that nigga. I'm going to cook this nigga like what I said, for the respect, for the chicken, and to help the culture. But after that, niggas going to have to come with more chicken and a bigger name, not a bunch of just other battle niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? Unless it make crazy sense, because it ain't going to be worth it. But y'all going to see what I'm going to do to just know, like, damn, we thought it would have made sense for him to battle him, but you see how that nigga was talking? Nah, he got to do something different, man. You know what I'm saying?
Cash, so you're banking with this battle to attract other industry artists to come back, and or even just to try this ring and go against you. Because I know you said the chicken got to be right to battle another battle.
Nah, that's not my focus. Even before they called me for this, this wasn't my focus. It's like a nigga called your phone like, yo, my nigga, that you was thinking about going, you was thinking about having some home cooking or getting a cheeseburger from the pizza store tonight. But then a nigga called you like, yo, my nigga, I want you to go to McDonald's and get some nuggets and some fries, eat that, and take a picture of yourself eating that, and then we got $5,000 for you. You know what I'm saying? You gonna be like, damn, my intentions wasn't even to eat McDonald's. I ain't even want that shit. What I wanted was a burger from the pizza store, or I was gonna make some fucking hamburger helper or something in the crib. But a nigga said, if I take a picture eating some McDonald's tonight, I'm gonna get $5,000. So I'm gonna go do it. So that's where I was at. My focus was on some whole other shit. But a nigga called with the right amount of chicken, so that's why I got back in this battle shit. But my focus ain't to try to create no whole battle career. I'ma just cook this nigga because the shit made sense this time, and then I'ma go on and keep doing what the fuck I was doing before this shit came up. And the next time y'all see me get in the ring, if I get another phone call that make sense to me, you know what I'm saying? Another phone call or another nigga come to me with the type of chicken, the type of setup. Yeah, you know I mean, that makes sense. Then y'all might see it again, but I'm not trying to set up a whole battle career for myself. That ain't what I'm interested in right now.
Well,
I ain't thinking about the next nigga and who's next and, you know what I'm saying, like, who this and what I'm going to do. Like, nah, I ain't even thinking about that. All I know is that I cook this nigga like I'm going to cook him, the number going up, and it's only like maybe one. Really, it's only like maybe one or two people in the whole world that's going to be able to bring them numbers that I'm charging to the table. So if them niggas want to bring it to the table, it's going to be the same thing. Cool. You got the number. Whoever you want to bring again. I'm not here to get no easy wins. It's the same shit. You got the right amount of chicken that I want, then you pick who I'm going to battle. It's going to be the same shit. So if they pick one of them niggas y'all want to see me battle, then y'all get to see it. If they pick a different nigga, then I guess y'all not going to see it.
Now, what's the percentage chance that we get to see you on a URL stage?
I was talking to Smack last time I was there. Me and Smack was me and Smack was talking and shit like that, but I doubt it. I mean, the next time you probably see me on the stage is like how you seen me when I was there with Clips and Rex and them niggas, like, you know what I mean, just monitoring it, you know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, you know what I mean, unless I put together a battle or me and Smack work together and we put together some shit together and you just see me giving other niggas the opportunity, bringing chicken for other niggas to do their thing, that's the only time you might see me on the Smack stage. Unless Smack called me and make it make sense. Like, Smack know how to get in touch with me. Like, I talked to Smack before plenty of times. If he got the right amount of chicken and he got the right opportunity, then we might could do something. You know what I'm saying? Whatever makes sense.
Man, if I had an extra umpteen hundreds of thousands of dollars, man, I'm a fucking bad cash. Real shit. Cash, you're going to get a call from me, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, make it make sense, man. You never know. One of y'all niggas might hit the Powerball today or tomorrow. Y'all might got some money to throw away. Y'all call me. Yo, Kaz, I got this for you. I just want to see the battle I always wanted to see. All right, no problem, bro. We definitely can do it. Let's make it happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, Kaz, I got a question for you really quick about kind of your strategy. Now, you mentioned it too. You're not too into the whole social media thing. You don't do the blogging. You're not into that. Even in interviews, you know how to conduct yourself in an interview. Is that part of your strategy going into it, or is that just how you've always been?
My strategy is just to be conditioned, prepare, and just make sure I show up that night. That's the only strategy I got. Everything else is just how it is. It's just me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And a little bit of times I do deal with the social media, it's because I just know that that's a part of life now. It's like you ain't even living nowadays if you ain't tuned into the social media somehow, some way. You know what I'm saying? So I gotta be a part of it, you know what I'm saying, somehow, some way. But, you know, that's, I'm not like, I got some niggas in my circle that's vicious. Like, even with Twitter, like, every single thing they do, they tweeting it up. They gramming everything. They're taking pictures of every single fucking thing. They'd take a picture of the radio that say the song they listen. Yo, I'm driving right now on the highway listening to this and just throw the picture up of everything. Like, I'm not that nigga. Like, I don't know if I'm going to ever be, but I know I'm definitely not that nigga now. I can't live like that, you know what I'm saying? I got too much to focus on, and that's just not my personality. But it is beneficial to this industry, so I do got to touch on, especially when I'm doing shit like this battle or when I put out music or, you know what I'm saying, when I'm doing certain shows or certain appearances or certain shit I want niggas to know about, I definitely do it through social media because it's the easiest way to get at niggas.
All right. Now, Cass, are you finished with your three rounds right now? Are you still writing, or you just your three rounds already done right now?
I mean, I'm never going to be done until it's time to, you know what I'm saying? Even when I'm on the stage,
right,
you know what I mean? Depending on what happened, I might, you know, make adjustments and switch it around. Like, but at the end of the day, I've been ready, you know what I'm saying? Like, I even knew about the battle before niggas started letting the public know. Like, when y'all started to find out and they started blogging about it and letting people know, I already knew. Like, the contracts had to be done before they start promoting it. So I been knew about it. So I already was getting in that zone a long time ago. So, you know what I mean? And this record's like, you might have, with me, niggas that had record drop today. And then tomorrow or Monday, I'm putting out a freestyle to that song with 100 bars on it. You know what I'm saying? 120 bars, 150 bars, 7, 8, 9 minute songs just going in. You know what I'm saying? And that's just like right away. That's some shit that it ain't even take the whole 2 days that the song's been out. I probably just went in the studio for a couple hours and just did it because I'm like that with it. So that's like right away. Even with the shit me and Meek was going through, all them disses and all that shit, that 10-minute diss I put out for him, that shit was right away. That shit was like the next day. Go right in the studio, put it together, and just lay it. So, you know, when a nigga like me got months to prepare, you see what I'm saying? That shit ain't nothing, man. These rounds, 3 minutes, 5-minute rounds, especially with no beat and you slowing it down, niggas is Like, that shit ain't nothing for me, man. I get that shit done in the nick of time, so I've been ready. You know what I'm saying? I got so much shit and so many rounds. If they wanted to change it today or tomorrow to a 10-round battle, it'd be on deck.
Oh,
like, I got it. Man, that shit ain't going nothing.
So is disaster going to get the problem or the hustler, my nigga, or a combination of both?
Nah, he getting a new personality. You know, I got the split personality, man. I don't think, you know, the hustler and the problem was helping my new personality. You know what I'm saying? Right. The hustler and the problem and bars, they always ghostwriters for this new personality. But I'm coming out, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Chicken, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole new personality I got. You know what I'm saying? It is like this new battle mode. Niggas ain't see this person. Like, the problem, the reason why niggas fuck with the problem is because the problem was the nigga that was just making the adjustment right out that battle shit to going into this music shit. He was more hungry, you know what I'm saying, more accustomed to battling, more crazier. You know what I'm saying? That's why certain niggas fuck with him. The hustler was more adjusted to this music shit, starting to find out ways to get this money and how the business go. So he was talking that street shit and doing it in the way for the chicken to come through. You know what I mean? That's why I drop songs like I'm a Hustler, First Platinum, Ringtone, you know what I'm saying? Like the biggest single I ever had because I was in that mood. Then I went through a lot, the accident, the jail shit, you know what I mean? A lot of industry problems, a lot of personal problems. So bars came. He was more on some, you know what I'm saying, not for the industry, not for the fame. He was more talking that real shit, you know what I mean? But all of them played a part in the shit that I'm writing. But Mr. Chicken is like, I'm past all that bar shit, all them problems I went through, you know what I'm saying? That industry shit, not my focus with this battle, so I ain't trying to make a hit record. I'm just trying to body it, nigga. And a problem is like an older version of this new nigga. So it's like I got a whole new personality I'm going to bring to the table for niggas.
Damn.
So, Cap, can you plug your music, any music, mixtapes, anything you're working on music-wise?
And then another thing, man. One more thing I want to add. I heard a nigga talking about this song, Mr. Chicken, that I dropped. Shit was crazy,
right?
I threw some little pop shots at a couple little... Like, I did some little name flips in there with some battle rappers, niggas' names. You know what I mean? Came at this nigga Arsenal for doing this little song he did, especially when I just seen him in the Total Slaughter shit and he was talking different than what he was talking on that song. So I felt kind of like, man, nigga, you just seen me. Like, you was in a whole nother bag. Now you want to do a song. So I felt some type of way. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I dropped the Mr. Chicken John. But that shit right there, that's just me and my music zone. I hope, I hear how like a lot of niggas be talking, I hope niggas don't think that I'm just going to get on that stage. This is the only information I'm going to let out to y'all. I hope niggas don't think I'm going to get on the stage and just spit three mixtape verses. Just like, you know what I'm saying? Just go on the stage, spit three little verses I got, like how I rap on an instrumental or something and just leave it at that. I hope niggas don't think that, man. There's a whole nother type of animal niggas gonna get on December 6th, so y'all niggas just gotta tune in. Whether you hate me or love me, man, to all the motherfuckers that love me out there, I appreciate the love, man. Keep holding the nigga down. But for all the niggas that hate, I appreciate y'all too, man. Because without y'all hating, the love wouldn't be able to show up. Just like if it was no such thing as light, it'd be no such thing as dark. Y'all niggas got to hate for me to be able to get love. But regardless of whether you hating or showing love, you got to tune in. You know what I'm saying? Whether you know I'm a doing dirty or whether you think I'm a lose, you can't miss it.
Facts, though. Yo, Cass, we appreciate you fucking with us here in PSA Radio, my nigga. We can't wait for December 6th. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, Auntie.
Yeah, all y'all got to do is just, you know what I'm saying, make sure that I get back on there after this happens so we can back up all this shit I just said tonight. Yeah, niggas going to be, now it's going to be out there. After the battle, we going to all know what it is, so now we're going to be able to get back on and make it make sense.
After the battle, we're going to hit you up, my nigga. We're getting you back here on PSA right after that battle, my G. We're going to holler at you again, my nigga.
All right, my nigga.
December 6th,
easy,
Cassidy versus Disaster. You already know this. Salute, Cass. Word. Man right there. Let's go.
He sound mad confident, Timbo. He sound mad confident, Timbo.
You know,
I mean, bruh.
You know what with Cass, man? He sound mad confident, but he's calm, bro. I don't know. I think he got something brewing, Dre. He got something brewing.
Listen, you and I said it numerous times. If there's one person in the industry, there's two people in the industry that we all want to see is Cassidy and Eminem. You know what I'm saying? And now we got Cass. Let's see what he do with the boy. He got the rock in his hand. Let's see what he do with it. You know what I'm saying? He got his chicken. He got his chicken to him for what he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm apt. Listen, we're all going to watch. Let's knock it the fuck off. We're all going to watch. You know what I mean? And he knows he's the underdog. He knows he's the underdog. He knows that. The battle rap community, whether they like Disaster or not, they're going to rob for Disaster because he's still one of us. You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Oh, man. This interview just got me even more amped, man, for this battle.
Word,
right? Everybody's going to watch, man. Everybody's going to watch. Go cop that pay-per-view, too. Film on. I mean, this shit is going to be epic, yo. This shit is going to be epic, man. Something we've been waiting for a long time. Salute to Cash is coming up here. He chopped it up for what, like 50 minutes, man? Damn.
Yeah, he chopped it up with the boys and shit up here, so you ain't know this.
Just kicking it, man. So, yo, salute to everybody that streamed this, that, I mean, just called up, man. We're going to give you guys these special segments, too. You know what I'm saying? We're not usually on Saturdays, but you can catch us tomorrow. Dre, who we got tomorrow, man? I forgot.
PSA Radio, 10 p.m. to midnight. We got my man Math Hopper and K-Rock calling up here. We're going to chop it up with Hopper. We're going to chop it up with Rock. See what's good with the Brooklyn Bully. See what's good with B-More. Y'all already know, man.
God damn, we just giving this shit, man. All right, yo, let's go, man. This is PSA Radio. You already know what the fuck it is, man. This is Timbo. Yo, Dre, what's good?
It's your boy, 3-Letter, man. Y'all already know, man. PSA Radio, motherfucking radio, man. I'll let your boy, man. See y'all tomorrow, man. Easy.
We out.